Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, where we're looking at Jesus' prophecies concerning future things. We are looking here at chapter 24 of Matthew and Luke 21. These are spoken at the same time. They're called the Olivet Discourse, but they're going to deal with two questions, answering two questions that Jesus' disciples asked him. And this is chapter 24, verse 3 of Matthew. As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be?" That's question 1. And question 2, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age?" Question 1, he's been talking about the destruction of the temple, prophesied it, the second temple. Question 2 is the signs of the end of the age and of his coming to set up his earthly kingdom. Now, we've been talking about rightly dividing the word. You need to rightly divide chapter 24 of Matthew, or you can get hopelessly bogged down trying to make you have to go through all of this and make you, every verse in the Bible is not about you and your future. The ones that are about you and your future, if you're born again, are in the letters. Jesus here is talking to Jews, and he's particularly talking to the Jews that will be here during the time of Jacob's trouble, the tribulation period, and the church will have already been raptured and be at the marriage supper of the Lamb during these 7 years. It's the 70th week, 7 years, as prophesied by Daniel. Now we're going to pick it up here in Matthew 24. You say, "Oh, I wish I listened to you all the week long." Well, you can just write in. We're making this week's radio teaching available for $5 on CD. You can also go online at billybrim.org and listen to them. We are making a wonderful book available to you, Daily Life at the Time of Jesus. Oh, it's a great one, done by one of our friends in Israel. Beautifully portrays what life was like for Jesus and the Jews when they stood at the temple that day and asked these questions. We'll tell you at the end of the broadcast how to get these things. Now, he's talking about the time of Jacob's trouble. We read that in Jeremiah. And it's a hard time. And it says here in verse 13, Matthew 24, 13, "He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Now, I want to read again our statement from the Numerical Bible, even though I've read it to you before. They point out, we're rightly dividing these things. In Matthew, the Lord deals with the second question, where the disciples seem to identify the coming of the Lord with the end of the age. In Luke 21, we have the taking of Jerusalem by the Romans. It also moves to the end, and we'll be looking at that at a later date. But right now, we're taking Matthew 24. Verse 13, writing to the Jews. And it also includes the nations who will have been here during the tribulation time. "He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Verse 15, "When you therefore, you who endure, shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them be which be in Judea flee unto the mountains." If you're here and you're reading this, you picked up a Bible, all the Bibles won't be destroyed. People will be reading them to see what to do. Maybe the Bible is right, they'll say. And he says, now this, they'll see that man of sin. They'll see him break that covenant in 3.5 years, go down there to the rebuilt temple and announce to the world that he's God. The Bible says, Jesus said, when you see him do that, you get out of Judea and you flee to the mountains. "Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to get his clothes." Don't waste any time. Get out. Get away. "Woe unto them that are with child, and them that get suck in those days. It'll be hard traveling. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation." This is the period of the great tribulation. It's a 7-year period, but the greatest part of it is the last 3.5 years. It tells about it in the book of Revelation. It tells about it in the book of Daniel. "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." Yesterday we gave you scriptures which said that the church does not go through this time of tribulation. Romans 5:9, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, Revelation 16:1. Those come out of the letters which are written to the church. This is not written to the church right here. Oh, we can read it and know about it and watch for signs of the tribulation time. I see them coming, signs that we're moving into these tribulation times. That's what all this happening in the earth right now. It just means Jesus is coming. Verse 21, then shall be a great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. If he wouldn't shorten those 7 years, not one living human would be saved if it went the fullness of the 7 years, but he's going to shorten it. For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. The elect here are the Jews. Now, the Jews that are born again are the Gentiles or nations that are born again. They're in the church. In the church, the body of Christ, there's neither Jew nor Gentile. But these are those on the earth who are here during that tribulation time, flesh Jews. Then, verse 23, what does then mean? Then when? Verse 21, the great tribulation, the end of it, or during it. Verse 23, then if any man say unto you, lo, here is the Messiah, or there, believe it not. The Jews are going to be frantically looking for the Messiah. For there shall arise false messiahs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect, these Jews. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers, believe it not. Don't go running around here on the earth during that time looking for him, because that's not how he's coming. Now we're going to look at his second coming, verse 27. As the lightning comes out of the east and shines unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. When he comes, it's going to be like the skies are split, like the lightning splits it, and every eye shall behold him. Folks, when he comes for the rapture of the church, as is told to us in 1 Thessalonians, every eye doesn't see him. We in the church rise to meet him in the air. But this is when he's going to come and put his feet down on the Mount of Olives. The Antichrist will have surrounded the Jews here, chapter 12 and chapter 14 of Zechariah. He will have surrounded them to kill them. He will be after them. He's chased them throughout the country of Israel. But it says they're going to get a surprise, because they're going to look up. As the lightning comes out of the east and shines into the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Not the rapture, not the meeting of the church in the air, the second coming. For wheresoever the carcass is, there shall the eagles be gathered together. To understand that, read Jeremiah 39:30. I'm having to hurry through here because this is the last day of this week. Number 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Immediately after the tribulation. No time in here for 1,000 years. No time in here for a millennial reign. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. The second coming, he's coming to judge and make war. Read Revelation chapter 19. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and then shall the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven, and with power and with great glory. Read Zechariah chapter 12. It says that they shall look upon him whom they, and they shall see him, and they shall weep. And a fountain shall be opened to them, Jeremiah 14, a fountain to cleanse them. There shall be a great weeping from the tribes of the earth when they see him, a great weeping from the tribes of Israel, Zechariah 12, Zechariah 14. And you might want to get our book, Zechariah, with commentary by David Barron. He goes into such wonderful comments on those two chapters. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect, from the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other. I believe that's the Jews that he's gathering for the judgment that shall come to them. Because here you see, it's going to be the judgment of them and the judgment of the nations. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when you see all these things, know that he is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Of that day and hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven, but of God only. But as in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 39, and they knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Not the rapture, the coming. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, the other left. Folks, if you don't divide this chapter right, you're going to think that that's the rapture. He's not talking about the rapture. He's talked about the tribulation time. He's talked about when he comes back to judge. And when he comes back to judge, then there will be this separation. Now he will set up an earthly kingdom, and some people are going to be gone. The judgment of the nations, Matthew 25. We'll read that and study that later on. But right here, this is talking about it. Two shall be in the field, one taken, the other left. One's going to be gone, and the other one will be left here to go into the millennial age. Two shall be grinding at the mill. One will be gone. The other one will be here in the millennial age. They will have restored to them longevity. They're earthly people, not heavenly people. They're not going to the Father. There's only one way to the Father, and that is He is the way, the truth, and the life. John chapter 14. But these are the people that are going to be here on earth. It's going to be a works judgment. And he says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord doth come. And he speaks about the thief coming and those things. And so we've taken a pretty fast look at Matthew 24. We're going to get later to Luke 21 and rightly divide it. And we will get to Matthew 25 when we have the judgments of the nations. I looked for among my things that I could offer you. And I thought, I think I'll just do a radio teaching. I don't have any notes, really. I'm just sitting here with my Bible and things that I've pondered and studied through all the years and want to share with you how to rightly divide the word of the last days. And we don't want you down into a quagmire of thinking that you're going through the tribulation. When you rightly divide the word and you see what he says to the church, you see that he doesn't say anything to us about that. And so we want you to have this week's radio teaching. You can get it at billybrim.org. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. Get it on CD for $5. We're offering Miriam Feinberg's book, Daily Life at the Time of Jesus. It is a gorgeous book. You'll enjoy it. Your children will enjoy it. And so you can also order it from us, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. It's $22 plus shipping. And so this is Billy Brim, and remember what we say when we're going away. This is what the Jews say on a Friday because it's Shabbat. Shalom is the peace that comes from being whole. But the best peace to them is that peace whereby they say Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Until Monday.